أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran, where we have been reviewing and trying to better understand chapter number 56, Surah Al-Waqi'ah, based on the commentary authored by His Eminence Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati in his Tafsir An-Nur. Up until this point, in which we have reviewed the first 40 verses of this chapter, we had looked at the introductory verses in which God spoke about the event which would come to pass, and later on where He described humanity being divided up into three distinct categories. We began by looking at also the outcome and the pleasures which the foremost of the foremost would receive in paradise, and also the pleasures which the good and the righteous doers would receive when they make it into the gardens of bliss and perpetuity. Today in our discussion, we want to continue and review verses number 41 through to number 48 under the theme of the wretched people. Those people who are not going towards heaven, who will be going towards the other direction of the hell. What will they experience? What will they feel? What will they go through in that very difficult period and place in which they will end up? Well, before we go into some of the thinking points, some of the words, and some of the concepts which God brings out within this passage and also in other verses of the Quran that we will review, let us first listen to the Arabic recitation of these verses, followed by the English translation, and then we'll come back and have a brief review and analysis and better understand the state of affairs of the people destined for the fires of hell. In verses 41 to 48, God says the following.
وَأَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الشِّمَالِ فِي سَمُومٍ وَحَمِيمٍ وَظِلٍّ مِّن يَحْمُومٍ.
But as for those that are wretched, how sad will be the plight of those that are wretched. They shall dwell in the midst of painfully scorching winds and scalding water, and under the shadow of black smoke.
لا بارد ولا كريم إنهم كانوا قبل ذلك مترفين وكانوا يصرون على الحنث العظيم.
Which is neither cool to refresh, nor honorable, nor of any good to please at all. They, of course, lived a life of ease and abundance before this in the present world. But they persisted in extreme sinfulness.
وَكَانُوا يَقُولُونَ أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ أَوَآبَاؤُنَا الْأَوَّلُونَ.
And they were wont to say, is it that when we are dead and reduced to dust and bones, we shall then be raised to life again? And is it that our fathers of yore shall also be raised to new life with us? Now, as we see that these verses speak of the very wretched and sad state of those who are destined for the fires of hell, and God mentions some of the things that they will experience in that region, in that area, and also not only what they will experience, but some of their discussions that they used to have in doubting of the day of resurrection, the day of judgment, and what would come to pass after the day when everything has been accounted for. Before we go into the depth of the discussion and a comparison between the people of heaven and the people of hell, which will take us some time to review the verses which act as polar opposites of one another, let us look at some of the words and concepts that God has mentioned in this passage. First off, the word samum, which has been used in verse number 42, that this refers to a burning wind. And just like poison which enters the body, this wind will penetrate through the entire essence, the entire body of the human being. The next word which God uses, or the next word to review and reflect upon, is the word masam, and this refers to the pores in one's body. The next word to keep in mind is the word hamim, and this refers to boiling, extremely hot water, while the word yahmum is a thick black smoke. The word mutarafun refers to a person who has been given innumerable blessings, pleasures in this life, blessings from the divine. However, they fall into a state of heedlessness. The word hinth, this word refers to a major sin, and most often it is used in regards to breaking one's oath and going against one's pledge. The word yusirun, it comes from the root israr, and this word has been used 4 times in the Quran, and its usage has been in regards to the continuous performance of sins. Putting all of this together in a summary, on the resurrection day, the wretched ones, also known as Ashab al-Shimal, the people of the left, the people who are in that sad plight state, they will be in extreme punishment and pain. They will be surrounded by burning winds, boiling water, and thick, dark, sweltering smoke. And that is why God says, "Fi samumin wa hamim wa dhillin min yahmum," that this will be a portion of the punishments which they will face. Now, the style of the Quran is such that when it speaks in regards to future events and those occurrences which will definitely occur, it talks about them as having occurred in the past. The resurrection has been explained in such a way that it can be said that the guilty people are actually already present and have had their files adjudicated, and have had their records closed and sealed, and have had their sentence passed down. And thus, God explains that they are in the fires, they are being surrounded by smoke, by the burning winds, by the boiling water. Although they may not have died yet, but this is the language and the style of the Quran. Let us pause here and reflect on this passage and think about some of these punishments that God has mentioned in this portion for the wretched individuals. And when we continue in our next discussion, we'll have a very comprehensive and thorough review of the comparison between the people of heaven and the people of hell, the people bound for bliss and felicity, and the people bound for perdition and disgrace and torment and torture. And we will see in the Quran, we will see in about 15 verses of how God draws this parallel and these polar opposites for us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.